And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock Cod Rick Mexa is still on baby watch any day now. It's going to happen, and Corey Sandin's out ill today, but we've got a great show today. We have a tribute to a great man, Captain Don Hansen from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, and his son Dave Hansen, and the one and only one of his best friends, Ken Frankie from Sport Fishing Association of California, is here. And we're going to have a lot of people contributing to this great show, honoring a fantastic man. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Pete Gray here, and boy, what a special day this is today, honoring a tribute to Captain Don Hansen from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, and we have one of his sons, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide here. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks, everybody.
Flew up special from Cabo just to be here for this special event, right?
And yes, sir.
Yeah, talking about all the incredible fishing down in Cabo right now, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty good down there right now. I think that Pop's had something to do with it because since he's left, it's been unbelievable. The fishing, the water, the weather, everything's spectacular down there right now.
Yeah, for sure. And one of his best buddies, I know, probably, did you talk to him virtually every day, Ken Frankie?
Yes.
Yes, I know. You know, Don was a special guy, you know, helping every day your work, right?
Yes, he was. He knew absolutely everybody there was in fisheries management and yeah, he and I, every single morning, we'd have our check-in talk and talk about what needed to be done. And, I mean, literally right up to the very end, he was still, he was on the phone constantly helping me out with stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, he, like, into his late 80s, he was working hard on fishery management issues, issues with SAC, everything.
Everything. Yeah. Absolutely everything. I started in SAC about 14 years ago, and I'm very fortunate to have had Don Hansen, as well as Bob Fletcher. Both of them were always checking in. But Don and I especially, we got a very close relationship, and I just can't tell you what a stellar person he was.
Yeah, for sure. What's it like growing up with such an icon, industry icon like that, Dave?
Well, it was pretty special. You know, I was thinking all kinds of stuff about the old days, and I remember still to this day when I was 3 years old and my mom set me on the counter and put my shoes on and telling me that we were going down to the pier to go fish with Dad today. And it was pretty special growing up on the San Clemente Pier.
That was when he operated Dana Wharf Sport Fishing out of the San Clemente Pier.
Yeah, it was called San Clemente Sport Fishing. That's where some icons in the industry, a guy named Frank Lopresti, used to be his pinhead on the Real Fun back in the day off the San Clemente Pier. Yeah, it was pretty special. I still remember. I mean, fishing is in my blood. I love to fish. I love my dad for getting me into the industry and teaching me all the things that he taught me and how to take care of people. He was super into taking care of people. I remember if somebody on the boat had to take their own fish off and put it in their sack themselves, then he was pissed because we weren't doing our job. Nobody had to touch a fish ever. We used to tell the passengers they don't even have to bring pliers because the deckhands, that was his deal. He sat up there on the bait tank and pointed everything out, and if you weren't on that fish, the minute it came over the rail, boy, you were in big trouble. He made sure that the people were taken care of right up till the end.
Yeah.
That was his deal.
Yeah. And then moved to, so you were a pinhead on the boat back then.
No, I was just a little booger eater.
Yeah, just hanging out.
I was just in
trouble.
The way. I was just
causing
in
trouble.
The way, eating
yeah.
candy bars and cheeseburgers and
yeah.
drinking way too many sodas.
Yeah, and then the move down to Dana Point when the harbor was finished.
Yeah, in 71. And I remember during the late 60s, my father would take me up on the hill above Dana Point. He was describing what it was going to be like as they were building the breakwall. We would set up on the point, him and I, and look out over all the stuff, and he would try to explain to a young, dumb kid what was going to happen. Because we grew up on the pier, so a harbor didn't make any sense to me. I didn't quite comprehend what was going to happen as they poured the rocks into the water. He told me our office would be here. We had a trailer in Dana Point Harbor. That's how we started, and we worked off that little pier in the very back of the harbor, where the Marine Institute is now. And the boats all anchored up in there before the docks were poured. And it was just a special time to grow up. The pier, it's hard to even comprehend how bitchin' it was to grow up on the end of the San Clemente Pier. I remember he got to drive his car out on the pier. And we got to ride in the car and go out to the end of the pier because...
Yeah, pretty special times, yeah. And that was, when did he start the San Clemente Pier operation? What was that?
He started out there in 1947, carting fish off the end of the pier for...
1947?
For 25 cents a wagon load.
Wow, wow. And then sport fishing, as we know it in Southern California, there at the San Clemente Pier. Ken, what time period was that?
Oh, gosh. It's decades ago now.
Yeah.
And... And that was after he did a full term in the Coast Guard.
Wow.
A lot of people don't realize he was actually running one of the search and rescue boats.
Yeah.
One of the patrol boats.
Wow. In the Coast Guard.
Yeah, in the Coast Guard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's quite a, and his...
Post-World War II there.
Yeah. The amazing thing about Don was his stamina. I mean, the different boards that he... Give us kind of an example of some of the fisheries issues that he helped... do for all anglers out there?
Well, on the state level, you got the Department of Fish and Wildlife, so he's constantly engaged there. Then, because we're offshore quite a bit, we have a lot of federally managed species. So he was at the Pacific Fishery Management Council. That's who recommends all the rules to NOAA that we have to live by throughout California and, frankly, the whole western United States. He was a chairman of that, and he was, I mean, literally...
Chairman.
So since inception, for decades, he was running the show, and then they started rotating it. But he was such a popular guy. And the thing is he was able to work through recommendations and challenges, and a lot of the public doesn't even realize all that stuff was going on, still is going on. He was still doing it right up until the very end. And then on the NOAA level, nationally, helping with policy on access to fisheries, et cetera, He was even on his local hospital board. I mean, he was on.
How
so
did he have time to do all this
I have
stuff?
No idea.
And work with in Dana Ware Sport Fishing, everything.
Yeah, and then he was the vice president. He was the chairman of the board of SAC. Let's be real.
But, yeah.
Technically, he was the vice president of SAC for decades.
Yeah, working with Bob and Ann Fletcher for many years, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and you for many years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I mean, how did the man have so much energy to do all that?
You know, energy is one piece, but he was absolutely razor sharp with memory on everything.
Everything.
And just nothing got by him.
No.
And so when I needed resource, you know, what happened back in whatever, he was on it.
He knew
exactly what happened, why it happened, and what needs to be done going forward. And again, most people have no idea that he affected almost everybody that fishes in California with the things that he was doing behind the scenes all these years.
Yeah, no question about it.
We're indebted to him.
Oh, yeah, and will be for a long time after his passing, for sure, because he did so many things to help us keep fishing.
Yep.
Yeah. So, you know, this show is such a special thing, and there's going to be a lot of people contributing, and, of course, Dave and Ken here. But we've got a lot of people calling in, texting in. There are a lot of opportunities. So if you want to participate, talk about Don and his legacy that he's left here in Southern California sport fishing, you want to join us, you can call us at 213-432-1090. JP's standing by, ready to answer your phones. 213-432-1090. You can text the show only via the Let's Talk Hookup app. Text the show via the Let's Talk Hookup app. We have a lot of people that want to participate in this. And I know there's one guy on the line right now, Bob Lorman, who's a guy that knew Don. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. Are you there?
Yeah, we got you loud and clear.
Oh, okay, great. You know, I've been thinking about this a lot. You know, I'm 74 years old, and I started working with Don when I was 13.
Wow. Where did you work with Don?
On the pier. On the pier. Yeah. So I was a pier rat. I went, you know, back and forth on the pier every minute that I could. I fished with a drop line, watched the boats come in and out, and I knew that that's where I wanted to be. I wanted to be on one of those boats. I saw this fat kid running the skiff back and forth to the boats, and that fat kid ended up being my best friend and business partner up until today. But I was able to meet Don through a mutual school friend, and told him that was my dream, is to get on the boat. And he told me, you know, meet the boat tomorrow when I get in. And so I met the boat, stood on the rail, asked if I could come down, and my whole deal was I was supposed to scrub the boat every day. So I came down every day after school, and I would scrub the boat, never got anything, I didn't get it paid or anything, but I was able to go out a couple times now and then. So after that year, he told me, go show up next year with a work permit, and I'll give you a job. So I show up with this work permit, and, you know, it says on, I give it to the owner of the landing, Nelson Cook, and he looks at this thing as he's shaking his head, 20 hours a week, that's not going to get you much. So, and he was right. You know, I started working 7 days a week, a double half day with Don. And, you know, that's a 12 or 14-hour day easy. But, you know, I've known David all his life, but you know what those hours are like. And my mom said I would fall asleep on my plate, but I couldn't wait to get up at 4:30 in the morning to start all over again. But I continued working with him until he bought the landing in 66, and I continued to work for him. And the whole thing is he brought me into the sport fishing family, and it, like David was saying, working on the pier was something special. Everybody was close. All the crews were close, the restaurant on the pier, the tackle shop, everybody helped everybody else, and it was a special family. And not only that, he brought me into his personal family. And in the winter, when the boats weren't running, I'd hang out at his house, and I ended up babysitting that J- jackass there with you this morning.
What was that like? You had to manage.
Oh my God,
Captain Dave. He's hard to manage at this point in his life. And you know, what's he like when he's a little kid?
Oh my God, he can tell you that story. I was on a trip with him coming up from Mag Bay a few years ago, and we had 7 days. Fished our way up and talking about everything that we ever did and everything, and he was telling me that, you know, you really traumatized me as a child. And I go, what? How'd that happen? He goes, well, you told me you threatened me with great bodily harm if I didn't behave. You scared me with both me and my kid under the bed until our parents got home. So anyway, I mean, I just continued to work for him up until I was drafted into the Army in 69, and did my 2 years in the Army, 1 year in Vietnam. And when I got back, Don instantly gave me my job back. And there wasn't any openings on the boat, but he put me in the office selling tickets and driving the fish truck back and forth. And he encouraged me to get my license, and so my best friend I was talking about and Danny Clutie, we all went up to Long Beach every day. Drove up to Long Beach for 3 months and went to school up there at the Crawford Nautical School. And so at 21, I got my license. I came back, and as soon as there was an opening, he gave me the Clemente to run. I was 21 years old, starting running the Clemente.
Wow.
And I did that until I ran off the pier for a year, and then the harbor opened in 71. And then I stayed with Don until I got hired by the Harbor Patrol, the Sheriff's Harbor Patrol. And I continued to work there for 30 years. But the important thing was is I was able to keep in contact with Don all the time. He and I had breakfast a couple times a week. And we talked about everything, and being in the harbor, and then I have my own boat in the harbor. But being in the harbor, all the time I'd drive through the lot, and if I'd see his car, I'd go into the office, and we'd talk about just, you know, whatever was going on in fisheries or what I was doing in the research and environmental work on the water. But the important thing is that to me, as I was finally able to, you know, I'd sit in there in this office with this big numbers in the back, 85 for his 85th birthday that they put on for him. And I wanted to tell him what he meant to me through my youth. I mean, he set me up to be successful in my life.
Wow.
And I was finally, you know, I would start to tell him, and he'd just brush me off. No, I did nothing. I don't tell me. I didn't. So finally I went in there. I said, just sit there and don't talk. And so I was able to tell him what he meant to me. And that was when he was 85. And that was really special. And I'm really glad I got that opportunity.
How many boats operated off of the San Clemente Pier at the time?
There was a lot of fun, real fun, some fun. Clemente was launched in 65.
Wow.
And then there was three or four smaller charter boats, and
quite a
few. And they were all on moorings about a quarter mile off the end of the pier.
Wow!
And our season was from April until October, and then we took the boats either to San Diego or Long Beach, wherever they could find a place to put them, and then we'd do the maintenance.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, fishing was phenomenal then. I mean, compared to today, but. You know, it was one. I've got a couple stories fishing with Don. You know, I mean, I remember in '64 there was some albacore. We heard there was some albacore outside. We just fished the beach because we'd catch limits of fish. We never went very seldom ever went offshore. We, you know, the bonita, barracuda, bass. If it was a bad day, if we didn't have limits of everything, but. One year there was some albacore off the end of the pier. He said, we're going to go on our second half day run. We left at noon, our second half day. We go out, 5 miles. We could still see the end of San Clemente Pier. We get in the first stop, and we have 197 fish, and we could see the
albacore.
End of San Clemente Pier.
Albacore. Unbelievable.
Yeah, albacore. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
some really great tales. And, Bob, we sure appreciate you taking the time to share some memories of Captain Don Hansen with us this morning. And, boy, it's really a great legacy that he leaves. And thanks a lot for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Appreciate that very much. All right.
Sure.
And when we come back, we've got a lot of people lined up here. The one and only Todd Manser standing by. So stand by for that and a lot more. Your phone calls at 213-432-1090. Lines are open right now. You want to get through, talk about Don Hansen, tell some good stories about Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. There it is. Or you can text the show via the Let's Talk Hookup app. This is Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Celia and I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping celebrate Searcher's 50th anniversary. Our 2021 schedule is available now with more limited load trips. The Searcher has a great crew, fantastic food, a family atmosphere to make your fishing adventure complete. Book your trip online at SearcherSportFishing.com. That's SearcherSportFishing.com. Or call Celia at 619-226-2403.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app. Pete Gray here along with Captain Dave Hansen and Captain Ken Franke from SAC. We're tribute to Captain Don Hansen, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, and talking about one great man. And here's a great man right here that kind of grew up with all the guys, Todd from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Good morning, Manser.
Good morning, Pete. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, we got you loud and clear. Long time no talk. Great to hear from you.
Yeah. It seems like the only time I run into you is like during a fishing show or something. And
Yeah.
I miss hearing your voice and seeing you, Pete. And Dave, I'm glad that you're up here. And Ken, I hope you're doing well. Yeah, you know, I spent my entire life in the view of Don Hansen, and he certainly shaped my career in a great way. And Dave's probably going to smile when I tell you this right now, but most people don't know this, but my dad and my mom actually spent quite a bit of time with Don and Linda about the time that I was conceived. In fact, they were staying in David's room. And so I'm darn near family because my conception actually happened in the Hansen household with my mom and dad living there. But you know, Don was just, you know, such an amazing part of my life, such a mentor. A true genius in the industry. And, you know, I'll tell a couple of quick stories here because I know there's a lot of people that, want to talk. But when I was younger, you know, I looked up to Don and his ability to not only run the landing but run the boats. And as a deckhand, I got to work with Don quite a bit, and he ran every boat. You know, he would just hop on either the Sunfun, the Seahorse, the Clemente. It didn't matter. He'd hop on the boat. We'd go fishing, and it was just classic the way he orchestrated the passengers and the crew. Some people might think that he was a little bit ornery, but he just had this, kind of like David. I think this is where David gets it. He had this humor about it when he would orchestrate everybody from the upper deck of either the Sunfun or the Clemente and get on everybody on how they were angling, especially during the barracuda fishing, you know, seasons, man. He'd really get on them, and that was just always a lot of fun. And when I started getting to where I could operate boats, Don was right there to help, you know, get me where I needed to be, you know, training me how to operate. And it was just a tremendous opportunity when I got to start running the Sunfun.
How old were you then, Todd?
Let's see. When I started running the Sunfun, that would have been 91. I was about 26. So, yeah, 26 wow. years old. Yeah, and what was really cool, you know, Don, he'd come down and he'd run the landing, you know, he'd run the office, and we had, you know, a lot of different people that worked in the charter department, from, you know, Linda Cognito, Jody Tyson, you know, there was always somebody in the office that you know, managed the phones if needed be. And when we would leave the dock in the morning, and Dave's going to laugh at this one too, and so are a lot of guys that worked for Don back then, is we would get a radio call on Channel 11, and it'd be Don from his house checking in to see which direction we were going, what we were doing, what the plan was, if barracuda were biting, if the sand bass were biting. And it was always kind of cool at how he stayed in touch with us, even when he started to step away from operating and got more into, you know, the management and the, you know, the political part of the industry. And I mean, it was just kind of neat to remember those times, you know, because when somebody passes, you start to think about, gosh, all these different things that, you know, that were important in my life that I just didn't really think about at the time. I'm thinking about now. And, you know, I can remember some great stories that I'm going to save for Don's ceremony here in Dana Point on the 29th. But there was just so many great memories with him, you know, growing up in the harbor here, growing up in the office. There was always somebody watching me. You guys just had Bobby Lorman on the show. And I mean, Bobby was one of the people that looked after me when I was a kid. Of course, my dad was down here working, so he was down here. But it was Danny Clutie, Doug Harmon, Rick Dosberg, Kenny Nielsen. All these guys were like uncles to me. You know, I couldn't do anything wrong because they all knew what I was doing. I did things wrong, and I did them with David.
David did it.
No.
You're not fessing up to that, huh?
So I really didn't do anything wrong. I just had bad influence.
You just had to, you just followed David.
I just followed David around. In the 1990s, I learned that I had a gift, and I had a gift to really work with people and talk with people, and I have a great people personality.
Yes, you.
And
I can attest to that. I got to fish with you a bunch of times.
Yeah, thanks. And we had some good times too.
Yeah.
But I, in the early 90s on the Sunfun, I got some really neat opportunities. You know, the Sunfun used to run all the Ocean Institute marine eco school trips. And so we had these marine ecology trips, and students would show up at the Orange County Marine Institute, which is now the Ocean Institute. And we'd have a variety of different, you know, types of trips for them, you know, mini labs, full labs, and you get to work with all these different, you know, students and biologists. And if you're paying attention, you could use it as your advantage, to gather information that might further your career. And, And I did just that, and I started really soaking it in and soaking it in. And 1992, Dawn and Mike actually said, you know what? I think we ought to start sending Todd out to these schools and have him talk to these kids that are going to come out whale watching with us. As you may know, Dawn was the first person to offer whale watching to the public here in Orange County.
Wow.
So, you know, we were, and by the way, Dana Point is, you know, hashtag trademark, the number one whale watching destination in the world. And so I saw this opportunity to start learning, you know, a lot about these marine mammals. And so Dawn and Mike sent me out to start talking to the students because I just had the opportunity to put it all together and make it fun so that the kids that were going to come out on these field trips actually had a learning experience before they got on the boat. Because if any of you guys have been whale watching with a school of kids, you know that when they get on the boat, they're just having a great time. They're laughing. They're jumping. They're getting to socialize with kids from another classroom because multiple classes are showing up. And they don't listen to the information that's being poured out of the naturalist or the captain's mouth when they're seeing whales and dolphins. And so there was a great opportunity to go out and start speaking to these kids before they got on the boat so that they had an animated experience. So now they have all this information from the classroom that they could take out onto the water. And so it was like a separate career. I took a fork in the road and I started not only, you know, doing the best I could in the fishing industry, as you guys know, my career with sport fishing and tournament fishing and private yacht operations, but I'm also really deeply involved in you know, the whale watching community and the opportunities that it has, not only to protect our oceans and see what's out here, but, you know, bring, you know, that out of sight, out of mind awareness to people, you know, in a whale watching atmosphere. Not everybody wants to go fishing. And so with Dawn's help, I was able to, you know, start going to schools and start, you know, expanding my learning experiences and building more information up and more. And you're not going to believe what I'm doing today in tribute to Dawn. I'm actually out here. Donna called me a couple days ago. Donna Kayla is Dawn's daughter, David's sister. And she said, hey, I know this is a long shot. I know you're really busy. But would you like to run the 8-hour whale watch trip we've got coming up on Sunday? I go, yeah, absolutely. I got you.
All right. So special guest, Todd Manser on the whale watch.
So I'm out here doing this. And
that's
so I know
cool.
I talk too much. I've always been too much of a talker, but this is the path that I got to go down because of Dawn. I got to work, you know, well, you knew I worked for, you know, Bo Boyd from Disney. That was because of Dawn. You know, Bo Boyd came out, he charted the Sum Fund, met me, and then I ended up, you know, running the captain to it and going into that part of my career. And it all stemmed from this great man that we celebrate today.
Thanks, Todd. Todd Manser. Dana Wharf Sport Fishing.
I love you guys. I really do. I miss you all. David, I'll see you here probably today, tonight, or tomorrow.
Yep. Yeah. And, of course, you'll see all these people at the memorial next Saturday, right?
Yep.
Next Saturday.
Absolutely.
The Ocean.
Yep.
It's the Ocean Center at,
Ocean
at 11 p.m. And is the public invited?
Yeah, I think so.
Everybody?
I'm pretty positive.
Okay.
Donna didn't say there's any restrictions.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Thanks, Todd. Appreciate that very much.
You're welcome.
Let's head down to Costa Rica and talk to Captain Steve Lasley. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, good morning, guys. Could you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear. Great to have you, Steve. Thanks for joining us from down south. How's the fishing down there?
Oh, I don't know. I'm in a boatyard. We're getting ready send over to you know, some pretty far away places here, Madeira and the Azores and stuff like that. So we got the boat out of the water here. I will be fishing the upcoming Los Sueños Triple Crown, though, starting on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of this coming week.
Nice, nice. Well, of course, Don Hanson, Captain Don Hanson, touched your life in so many ways, right, Steve?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, he gave me my start, you know, and I was on the Sum Fund, the same boat Tubby was a few years before him. I think I remember him running around like a snot-nosed little kid. I'd see him on his dad's boat next door there on the Clemente. When Dave Reynolds was the captain on the Sum Fund and Devin was the cook, and just so many memories come flooding back. I think I was like 14. It was maybe almost 50 years ago, or was 50 years ago. It was when the the harbor was a dirt parking lot, and the only thing in it was a trailer, and the people used to get the tickets out of the trailer. That was the entire Dana Point Harbor. And I remember Devin didn't show up one day, and Don came up to me, and he said, well, you're the deckhand, and I was like the pinhead, and so I wound up being the cook and dropping the anchor and, you know, doing the whole thing as just a little kid, and I'll never forget the sense of pride that I had that, you know, somebody was putting on me at such a young age, you know, and Don just touched all of our lives that way so much, you know. I remember going down fishing with Don Sansom on the New Loanne, and
wow,
and Don coming up and, you know, telling me I could ride anytime for free, and how the deckhands out of Dana Point, how they were the best deckhands he had seen, you know, and once again instilling that pride, you know, in a young man of what hard work and, you know, good work ethic and, you know, where it gets you in life. And I attribute all that to Don, you know, for quite a bit of it.
Wow, that's some great words from somebody who's seen a lot of stuff, for sure. Captain Frank Lopresti's joined us here in the World Headers. Frank?
Well, you know, Steve, that's pretty cool that you mentioned, and I go back about 14 years before you. And, you know, everybody's pretty much said what I was going to say about Don and how well he fished and how he instilled that sense of pride in you. And I've told the story before how he would let me run, while he lay down on the gunny sacks and let me run the boat back to the pier. I can remember that so well. And
how old were you when you did that?
I was 10, 11.
10, 11 years old.
So I was, wow, 64 years ago. No, it would be 68 years ago.
Wow.
So, you know, I can just remember going down those 2x4s that were nailed across the pilings to get on the skiff, and then we go out to the moorings and get the boat and, jeez, get the big boat. And back then it was Norm Barbary running the Real Fun, and Don was on the Clemente, if I remember right. There was the San Mateo back then. Nobody's mentioned that boat, and the Cyper Loris, all those boats. But anyhow, what's more important than anything else is you've heard it from all these people, and it still goes on today from Dana Point, and I'm sure that still has a lot of Don's influence, and no doubt Donna has something to do with that too, his daughter.
Sure.
But look at it today. We still find Dana Point to be a wonderful breeding ground for some of the best people we have down here. Ali R. Hajinabi is a perfect example on the Polaris Supreme. He's such a hot, good fisherman,
oh, yeah,
such a wonderful person, and his entire breeding ground came from Dana Wharf.
Yeah.
But I'm really going to miss Don badly. You know, it got to be where I'd talk to him fairly regularly. I can remember when he called me here not too long ago, and he said, Frank, you got to do something. I said, what? That guy Ken Frankie, he's thinking of leaving. You better do something. And believe me, we went into action in a hurry.
Yeah. Stop this. Stop
what a
this.
Jerk. Could you believe he was going to leave us?
Yeah. Yeah. Can you imagine him deserting us?
But he would call me every now and then, Frank. Yeah, he'd be so serious. Frank, it's up to you, man. You got to do this.
Well, Don.
And I'm going to miss.
What do you say about that, Ken? Yeah. Did he twist your arm a little bit?
I'm here.
Yeah, you are here. Yeah.
There's your answer.
Yeah. And we're glad you're here, too. We sure appreciate it.
I don't know what we'd do without him.
Yeah, for sure.
And we're going to really miss Don. He was such a spokesman for our industry.
Oh, yeah. Did a lot for us.
He was, you know, and humble, very humble.
Yeah. Steve?
Mm-hmm.
Steve, so true. Well, Steve, thanks for joining us. I know you've got a lot of work ahead of you with that, all the bad company boats that Anthony's involved in, and you got your work cut out for you, don't you?
Oh yeah, we definitely do. You know, and it's super good hearing Frank on here too. He's another guy that I always respected more than. I only got a few heroes in life, you know, Don Sansom and Don was definitely one, and Frank's another one, man. Your work ethic plus, you know, and integrity, you know, it's a great legacy you're leaving for the sport fishing industry there. You guys take care. I'm going to get back after it here. Have a good day.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for joining us.
Nice to hear your voice.
Yeah, great to hear.
One last thing. I'm sorry. I'm not going to be able to make that memorial, and I'd be there if I could. And the last thing is, it's 11 a.m., not 11 p.m. You guys take care. See you later.
Yeah, 11 a.m. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate that. And when we come back, we're going to, of course, we're going to hear from the guys at Dana Ora Sport Fishing what fishing's going on today. And, of course, we're going to hear a lot more stuff, too. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio on the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopewich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights are fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long. No downtime. This is migrating salmon going through our fishing grounds. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Our trips are 5 days, 4 nights. Custom fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. We are booking for 2022 now, and the trips are filling up quickly. So give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
Hey, it's time to talk about great fishing from Shimano, and I got to tell you, you know, we're talking about some of the great fishing at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. There's nothing better than getting a Shimano Tranks in your hand and going chasing bass. It's a, for sure, an absolute must to have is the Shimano Tranks. I'm telling you, I have really become a huge fan of the Shimano Tranks 200. It's a very, very small reel, but it's got so much power. I fish rockfish with it, fish calico bass with it, and it's small, it's easy to cast, and it holds plenty of line that you can go catching a lot of nice fish. So recommend, you want to go to Dana Ora Sport Fishing, honor Don's legacy, grab yourself a Shimano Tranks 200 from Shimano.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090, a tribute to Don Hansen. And Don wouldn't allow us not to have a fishing report here from Dana Ora Sport Fishing. So I know Don listened to the show virtually every morning, Saturday and Sunday. And if we were out of line, Don would call the hotline and say, you know, you guys.
I was just going to say, yeah. It's kind of cool to have freedom for a second.
Yeah.
But, like, man, I don't have anybody babysitting.
Yeah, well, we need that babysitter. But, hey, let's find out what's fighting out there. And the catch report today is sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks. Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks, including the new size 2 and 4, are perfect for finicky, yellowfin, and bluefin. The Nautilus Light, the regular Nautilus, the Nautilus HD, you have the ability to choose the right circle hook is key, and with Gamakatsu Nautilus circle hooks, you have that choice. Get your hooks at the, it is absolutely the finest hook ever made. Stock up on Nautilus circle hooks right now at selected tackle stores while they're available. Let's start at Dana Ora Sport Fishing. Captain Brian Woolley. Good morning, Captain Woolley.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Pete, David, and Ken. Good to hear you guys. Some good stories this morning, man.
Yeah, boy, they're just starting, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll share one here at the end. But I'll just do a quick recap of our week up here. You know, David is right. We had beautiful weather. Kept our ball rolling. Half-day action. The guys are still, you know, on the winter and the cool water program, fishing sinker setups for those sand bass and sculpin. There wasn't a whole lot of current this week, so the lighter dropper loop sinkers and the old tried and true leadhead and squid, that fish good for those guys on the half-day fishing. three-quarter day fishing, still on that sculpin program. You know, it's been pretty good down in the 40-fathom areas off Camp Pendleton. That flat, low-relief hard bottom has been the key to catching those sculpin. And the standard five fish around and the dropper loop rubber lures has been the way to get it done. Hearing from the crew that those rubber lure setups have really been good at keeping a majority of the rockfish out of the equation. But the ones that are inadvertently caught have been descended and, you know, swam away just fine. So super basic week, just the typical winter week. I mean, it's hard to call this winter by any means, but, you know, that's kind of where we're at. So good stuff. We plan on having boats out all week except for Saturday. You know, we will be closed on Saturday so that everyone can make the memorial at 11 a.m. there at the Ocean Institute. Yeah. So, yeah, if I could just share a quick story, you know, about Don, you know. Two quick little deals. One time, this was in like 2015, we were fishing yellowtail down there off Box Canyon when that big body of fish had pushed in there, you know, something we hadn't seen down there in a long time. And we had a few days of, you know, tougher fishing as the fish just, they weren't reacting to the chum, and it had been hard to get bites on the dropper loop baits or even the yo-yo jigs. But we finally had a good day and connected on some good schools. And Don had been calling me when I was running the boat every day to, you know, kind of see how it went, how the day, you know, he wanted a recap. So he called me at the end of the day to see how it went. And he asked me, he's all, hey, do you have 25 fish on the boat? You know, trying to set a benchmark there. And I was super hyped to let him know that we had done really well that day. You know, these fish were solid fish too, 20 to 25 pound fish. And I said, no, Don, we didn't get 25. We got 97 of them. And the first thing out of his mouth was, that's it. Yeah, oh, it was man. Classic. Just classic Don, right? It was just hilarious. Yeah, hit me with the. That's it.
It was like that's it, and you like almost tripled the catch that he expected you to do, right?
Right. Yeah, it was good stuff. So, but you know, we'd have like a morning half day trip at 10 o'clock, and I'd be back in the boat, back into the slip from getting our bait, and I'd get my phone would ring, and it would be Don. He'd be up at Proud Mary's at the top of the ramp there having breakfast, and he'd say, "Hey, come up here when you park the boat." And I'd go up there and have, you know, just good conversation with him. He always, always, always asked about how my family was doing. He, you know, he was interested in, you know, what they were up to, the sports they were doing, how they were doing in school. And, you know, just to have that influence of, you know, someone outside of your own family wanting to know how your family was doing, you know, it meant a lot to me. So, you know, he will definitely be missed.
Yeah.
And it was just good stuff, you know, those fun little quiet conversations that I had with him from time to time. So. Good stuff this morning. Can't wait to hang up and listen to all the other good stories that people are going to be sharing.
Yeah, there's a lot of them lined up here. And in the meantime, if somebody wants to come fishing with you at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, tell us about it.
Got it. Our phone number up here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out at danawharf.com.
All right. Thanks, Captain Brian Woolley. Hey, we will talk to you next Sunday.
Sounds good, guys.
All right.
Talk to you then. Thank
you very much. Yeah. All right.
Bye, Dave.
All right.
Bye,
buddy. Or your little sister, Donna,
hey,
is Donna. On the line. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning.
Good morning, Donna.
I mean, I know I probably shouldn't call you his little sister, but that's what he always refers to you as on Let's Talk Hookup here.
Yes, I know. Thanks, Dave. So I'd just like to say thank you so much to everybody out there that's been sending us comments and cards and flowers. And calls and stopping by, we just really feel the love and we appreciate it. We miss our dad very much. And, but I do want to say that, yes, he listened every single Saturday and Sunday. And it's just so funny because he would be saying, oh, they're saying that wrong. You got to call them and tell them, you know, like he was on you guys all the time everything.
Oh, yeah.
It was really great to be with him and watch him every weekend listen to Let's Talk Hookup.
He was so knowledgeable about everything. It's like, how does one man possess all this incredible knowledge? Because he throws stuff at us that was like, how do you know that?
And you would ask somebody a question and he would already be answering it for the guy.
Yeah.
It was really kind of amazing, but it's you know, it's big shoes to fill for sure, and Mike, David, and I are going to do our best. My dad checked everything, as you know, as you heard from Captain Woolley. He was on the fish count every day. He checked, even though he was retired, kind of, from the day to day, he really wasn't, because he was on that phone all day long. And like Ken said, Ken talked to him every single morning. I talked to him every single morning. I have all these people telling me that they talk to him every single morning. So it's pretty amazing. And I have people calling saying, who's going to help me do this? Who's going to solve this problem for me? And so, you know, we're going to do it. We're going to get through it because my dad would want us to.
Absolutely.
You know what Donna just said was so key about Don. He would help you work through challenges and problem solve stuff and ask the right questions so that whatever decision was made was good. And I know he's been training Donna and Mike and Dave, and yeah, you know, everybody involved are good people. I mean, at the end of the day, everybody he surrounded himself have become successful. They're good people. They're always helping other people. You know, the Hansen family is so well known in the Dana Point area just for their giving and all the things, the charitable works you never hear them say about. But the reality is Don Hansen is leaving a legacy that I think Donna and Mike and Dave are definitely going to follow in his footsteps. I think they already are.
Yeah, Donna, you do such a fantastic job there, you and Mike at Dana Point Sport Fishing. And Donna, I know your dad, as trained by your dad, nothing gets by you. It's indeed you are definitely the watchdog and make sure that everything is all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed for sure. So keep up that great work.
Okay, and I wanted to tell one funny story. The other day, Ken Frankie's phone broke. And it was broke for 6 hours. And he texted all of us, and he said, hey, I just got my phone back, and everybody was kind of laughing. But, Ken, if my dad was here, he would have been crazy because you didn't answer your phone for 6 hours and he couldn't find you. I would have probably had to drive to San Diego to see if you're okay.
That was how long it took to get a new phone.
What'd you dump it in the water?
Long story. Somebody out there in San Diego County has my phone right now.
Oh, boy. Yeah, and if you can hear how many times his phone has dinged in the last 5 minutes.
But
here,
Don is right. I think
saying.
Don would have driven down.
What the heck? Where is this guy? Donna, thanks for joining us, and we'll continue to honor your dad here and look forward to next Saturday when we honor him at the big event next Saturday at 11 o'clock.
Yes, and again, we will be closed to honor our dad. So.
Okay. Now, is that event open to the public, Donna?
Well, I mean, it's open to friends and family.
Friends and family.
So I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, okay. If you were a friend of Don's, you're invited. That's it. Yeah, we'll get the word out there for sure. Thanks, Donna.
Thank you, Donna.
Okay.
Appreciate that very much. All right.
See you later, David.
See you in a few hours.
All right.
Okay.
Very good. And you know, continue our catch report, and a guy who's got some good Don Hansen stories too. Gundy Gunderson's on the line. Good morning, Gundy.
How you doing, guys? Great show. Great show. I'm just loving kicking back and listening to it.
Yeah. So tell us some stories.
Yeah. What some people forget is that Don was a fisherman at the beginning. He was the captain. He knew how to drive boats and, you know, his early years, you know, loading passengers off of the San Clemente Pier, by no means an easy feat day in, day out. But, he always had that, you know, the hankering for fishing. And one of my favorite stories, I think it was late in the season there, October, late October. You know, we wound down a long season. Everyone's kind of ground out and tired. And the boats wouldn't run here and there. But right in the channel, there was a whole bunch of marlin, you know, and purple blue water 3-4 miles off the beach there. And Don, I guess, went to Mike and said, why don't you go try to catch one? So Mike, you know, got on the radio. A couple of the boats had to run. I think Wooly jumped aboard. I went on. Mike grabbed the sump fun. He came over. We got a little bit of bait just to grind up to make some mackerel. We went out to the barber pole and baited up. And the sump fun steamed into the marlin ground. it was pretty funny looking around at yachts, you know, and there was so many fish up. The fish were on bait balls. So you could see the turns picking and all these spots up and everything, so there's plenty to go around. But it must have been a sight seeing the Sun Fun charging in there, marlin fishing, and we had a guy on the bow pitching it, and I think I landed about 140-pound catch and release marlin. I think Willie had one, and we ended up with three marlin on the Sun Fun. It was a heck of a day for everyone, and you know, it was always important to Don that he always took care of his crew and his captain, and you could tell that by how long, you know, the crews and captains have been down there. So that was always a tribute to him. But I'll never forget, you know, the fisherman at heart. And the first few years I worked on the dock there, when I first started on the bait receiver, every now and then he'd pop up in the real fun, you know. Not very often, but every now and then he'd run a little trip and catch a few fish and show the captains he could still fish as a little challenge, you know, and just keeping it loose, man. It was really a great experience, and I'll hold that true to my heart, you know, for all times.
Yeah. Good story. Good story there, Gundy. And well, quick fish report?
Yeah, we'll throw it at you. You know, there was a lot of wind and swell this week. Still a few notable catches in it, mostly in the halibut realm. You know, this time of year, you're not going to catch a lot of halibut, but boy, you know, you can catch some nice fish, and that happened this week. Hook, Line, Sink reported good halibut action on the better days. The shop checked in two nice fish, in particular, a 31-inch fish taken on a swim bait off Gaviota, and a 30-inch fish taken off Goleta Beach, which is always a good spot. And that fish was taken on a Zoom fluke. If you've noticed in the last month or so, we've had a lot of halibut catches on the soft jerk baits, like flukes, jerkets, jerk shad, that sort of thing, fished either dart head or drop shot. And the best person there's been out at El Capitan. Wiley's reported good fishing on the reef on the better days. A lot of calico bass, and they're, you know, they're glued to the bottom. Spots like Leo Carrillo, Paradise Cove, squid and shrimp have been the top baits. They're not really hitting lures. Big Fish reported several legal halibut along Shoreline Drive, Cherry Beach. Here again, soft jerk baits, jerk shad, zoom flukes working on the dart head, drop shot. Top fish, 30 inches. And Dana Point reported a heartbreaker, estimated 20-pound halibut hooked on the rocks there at Doheny on a short jetty. And trying to land the fish escaped, and we've talked about this before, hooking those big halibut, trying to land them. Pacific Coast also reported good halibut catches. The guys found the fish this week in the back of the lagoons, in the back bays is what they reported. So swim baits, soft jerk baits, you know, slower presentations, 32-inch top fish. So no giants, you know, that 20-pounder was there, but 30-inch fish, man, that's nothing to shake a stick at, you know?
Take that for sure. Well, nice job, Gundy Gunnison, surf guru extraordinaire, and thanks for the great stories about Captain Don Hansen. Appreciate your participation, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Love doing it, and I'll keep on listening. This is great. Have a good week, gentlemen.
Thanks. Thanks, Gundy. All right, and that catch report sponsored in part by the fish pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best fish processing when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, but as well as your private boat catch, too. The Fish Pros, the market, what a great place. You can get fresh fish. You can get smoked and jerky fish. Their spices, their rubs, their cheeses, and, of course, the famous tuna burger and the amazing poke kit. Stop by that great location in Old Town on Taylor Street. And for details, check fishermansprocessing.com. You can order right online. And next Saturday, Sean and Kristen from Fisherman's Processing will be joining us talking about fish processing, talking about all the great stuff that they do there at Fisherman's Processing. Always an interesting show and lots of good, tasty stuff to talk about. And when we come back, we're going to be paying more tribute to Captain Don Hansen. You stay tuned. Another full hour here of Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered. There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat. For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
San Diego, do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
This is the wheel Southern California saltwater anglers have been waiting for. The new Shimano Torium 40 HG. From casting Wahoo bombs while long-range fishing, fishing local tuna or rockfish, the new Shimano Torium 40 HG should be part of your arsenal. With more capacity, more power, and an amazing 31 pounds of drag with Shimano's carbon drag system, nothing rivals this addition to the Torium lineup. Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters says Shimano engineered Torium for the way we fish on the West Coast. With casting gear on conventional tackle. Torium's power and fishability are rooted in its body. A rigid, all-metal Hagane body encases Torium, delivering both stiffness and impact resistance. Anglers' actions are transformed directly into cranking power. Torium's S-compact body design makes it easier for anglers to control hooked fish in critical situations. The new Shimano Torium 40 HD is now available at your local Shimano dealer. Grab yours today.